Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If this is your first time or you come regularly, I'm so thankful that you're here. That there is a desire within you to cultivate a deeper connection with God. So I want to encourage you to join our community. If this podcast blesses you, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast right into your email once a week. Also, there are links to Instagram and Facebook there, and then our blog is there as well. And we are about to just fire up a series of blog posts, so watch out for that. So I want to encourage you, as always, to settle into wherever you need to be. Where is that space of connection for you today? Is it in stillness, in movement? And as you settle in, will you begin to turn your attention towards your breath? Simply noticing the inhale and the exhale. Something we do every day and yet may rarely take notice of. Something that absolutely sustains our very life, and yet we can go completely oblivious of our breath throughout the day. So taking a moment just to turn your attention and just observe what thoughts or feelings come up as you begin to focus on the breath. Where do you feel the body moving in the subtleties of the breath? What do you notice as the rate or pace of your breath in this space? And I invite you to simply slow the breath here in this space. Perhaps finding a fuller length or drawing in just a little bit more. Do you notice any areas where you can draw the breath in deeper? Expand out perhaps just a little bit more. And as you continue just in this space, observing the breath, allowing anything of distraction or busyness just to melt away on the exhales. Finding that place of groundedness or calmness or whatever it is that you call it in this space where you can begin to slow, unwind, and connect with the Lord. God, it is our privilege and our honor to know that we can come into your presence any moment of any day. You have made it available to us. Just as the breath in our lungs sustains us in life, there is a relationship with you, Holy Spirit, that brings sustenance to our spirit that we couldn't find anywhere else. God, will you be so present in this space to us? Make us aware of your presence. Will you touch our hearts where they need to be touched? Will you reveal the thoughts that need to be revealed? Will you meet with us in whatever way you desire, Lord? Will you teach us how to walk with you, how to embrace the relationship that you have for us with you? Will you remove anything that hinders that out of the way? Will you renew our minds? You awaken the spirit within us to connect with you and your word. Will you allow truth and love to reign in us and through us? Will you make us like your son, Jesus? Teach us about him. Let us encounter him in greater measure. Let us know your goodness, God. Coming back to the breath, finding the nice deep inhale and exhale. And taking a moment just to check in and observe what's going on in your own heart today. Do you notice anything in your physical body? What about in your mind, in your thoughts? Where have your thoughts been gravitating towards lately? And whatever you observe, whatever you notice, are you able to just come as you are, presenting that before the Lord? Remembering that we don't earn our salvation, we don't earn relationship with the Lord, but we walk it out with him. We can't make him love us more. He fully loves us right now and desires to be in relationship. And if you could sum up in one phrase, maybe a few words, how would you describe how you're coming in this moment, in this space? If you've checked in, if you could describe that, remembering this is simply a practice, it's simply trying things out. There's no right or wrong answer. Simply learning to observe and to connect with yourself in that space. So how would you describe in a short phrase how you're coming into this space today before the Lord? Trying to let go of any desire to change it or make it better or polish it up. and not feeling guilty. If there's great joy or happiness or peace, we're not digging or trying to conjure anything. We're just simply coming as we are in this moment. No condemnation, no need to change it. Just coming as you are to see what it is. To connect in that space. So that we can come before the Lord as authentically as we can muster in this moment. And in this space, as you come as you are, what do you feel that Jesus' response? Is there anything that Holy Spirit wants to say to you as you come just as you are? Does he have a phrase or a word to give to you? Simply asking and simply listening. So we have 3 weeks left in Psalm 103. We started on June 21st, so if you want to go back to the beginning and listen to some of these meditations as we go through Psalm 103, it's episode 161. And you can find that on iTunes or Google Play. And so as our fifth week, we're going to be reading Verses 14 to 17 from the Passion Translation. And as I read it through, this first time, just let it wash over you. Pay attention to anything that stands out. You know all about us. Inside and out. You are mindful that we are made from dust. Our days are so few, and our momentary beauty so swiftly fades away. Then all of a sudden we're gone, like grass clippings blown away in a gust of wind, taken away to our appointment with death, leaving nothing to show that we were here. But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other, unbroken and unrelenting, towards those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made passes from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond. I'm going to read it a second time, and as I do, just allow yourself to be drawn in to whatever Holy Spirit's drawing you into. Allowing the living word to touch your heart, your soul, your body, your mind, every part of your being. You know all about us, inside and out. You are mindful that we are made of dust. Our days are so few, and our momentary beauty so swiftly fades away. Then all of a sudden we're gone, like grass clippings blown away in a gust of wind, taken away to our appointment with death, leaving nothing to show that we were here. But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other, unbroken and unrelenting towards those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made passes from parents to children, to grandchildren and beyond. And as I read it a third time, is there something that the Lord is showing you that you need to just reach out, grab a hold of, and draw in, reach out and perhaps ask the Lord to unpack for you even a little bit more? God, what is it that you're giving me in this? What is it that you're showing me in this? What is it that I need from this today? You know all about us. Inside and out. You are mindful that we are made from dust. Our days are so few, and our momentary beauty so swiftly fades away. Then all of a sudden, we're gone, like grass clippings, blown away in a gust of wind, taken away to our appointment with death, leaving nothing to show that we were here. But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other, unbroken and unrelenting towards those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you. Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made passes from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond. Is God inviting you into something today in this space? What do you notice? What can you observe? Are you able to check back in with the breath, with your heart, with your body and thoughts? Just as we did in the beginning. And as you check in, do you notice any change? Do you notice anything different? Once again, taking a moment and perhaps a phrase or a couple words to describe. To describe where you're at in this moment. Maybe it's the same words from before. Maybe it's something different. The only goal is being in a space to connect with where you're at. Not necessarily looking for change or for things to stay the same. Just once again, giving yourself permission to observe. And in the same way we did in the beginning, I want you to take that phrase, that word, and bring that before the Lord, before Jesus. What is it that he has to say about the word or the phrase that you describe yourself in this moment? Just offering room to listen and to have conversation with the one who loves you. What comes up for you at this idea that we are simply made from dust? That our days are few? That perhaps this beauty that we chase after in our alone lives it will swiftly fade? We're here and then suddenly gone. What sort of emotion stirs for you in that? What sort of thoughts? What do you notice in your body? Do you have a response or a reaction to this part of the scripture? And if so, can that be a launching point for you to converse with Holy Spirit? Is there something he wants to say to you in this space? Remembering that God's voice will come and convict us of things. He will offer us a way out, but he never comes to condemn. He never comes to shame. And what about the contrast of the second part of the scripture that talks about God's endless love stretching from one eternity to the other? How gracious his promises are, that he hands them down generation to generation. Are there any parts of these scriptures that we've read today, these words, that you feel you need to embrace? And are there any parts that you feel you want to push away from? And I just want to bless you this week. God, these meditations, these words, they're nothing without you, Holy Spirit. God, that this is simply a space where I pray each person will be met by your Spirit, that you will do whatever you desire, Lord, touching each heart, each mind, each soul, bringing yourself to them, doing what you do best, Lord. Setting the captives free. Awakening our hearts. And so God, I pray for each one this week that there would be room and space in their lives for you, God, to be God in their lives, whatever that looks like. Maybe you meet them in their dream life. Maybe you meet them as they wake in the morning, as they take their kids to school, whatever it looks like, God, wherever those moments are, where they walk with you in beautiful relationship, God, I'm praying for breakthroughs to come forth for them. I'm praying for breakthrough in relationship with you, awareness that you're there, that you're present, and that you love them. God, do what you do. Let your miracle power flow. Let your love surround each one. Be so near to them this week, Lord, that they could touch you and taste you and know you more. Thank you for your goodness, your love, your glory, Lord, that you place all around us all the time. We love you. We worship you. Be lifted up this week, God. I bless each one now to be filled with a greater measure of God's presence. In Jesus' name, amen.